Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Mordechai Kedar is an Israeli scholar of Arab culture. He's a lecturer at Bar-Ilan University. And we wanted to chat to him about, firstly, to get his reaction to the ceasefire deal, or the deal that is about to be inked, and what this means on a practical level. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, thank you for joining us. In terms of your level of optimism or pessimism, what are you thinking in terms of how this is going to play out?
Well, it depends which point you look at. If we look at the main point which the Israeli people today are interested in, are the releasing of the hostages. Apparently, this is going to be maybe Sunday or Monday. However, so far, we don't know how many of them will be released. Because so far, as much as I know, Hamas have never gave a full list of who are the hostages which Hamas is holding to, and the Islamic Jihad also holds to some of them. And I'm afraid that there's going to be a big surprise, because we are talking about more or less 20 hostages. Many of them, some of them, we have videos which Hamas released with the time. So they apparently are alive, and we will be released. While there are others which Hamas has never spoke about, never released any video. So this might be a surprise for the Israelis, that the actual number of hostages, people who are alive, will be released, might be lower than what we expect. Another possibility is that Hamas will keep one, two, or three of them forever. Just in order to maintain psychological pressure in the Israeli society, and I will not be surprised if this is what they are going to do. So this is from the Israeli point of view.
Right.
The Arab media is much more concerned about will the war actually stop?
Right.
Means will Israel withdraw from the Gaza Strip? And will the strip be rebuilt as they demand? Because this is what they are concerned about. They don't want to continue living in tents for who knows how many years.
So in terms of Hamas themselves, what do we understand? Because once the hostages are released, they effectively have no leverage. What happens to Hamas?
It all depends on the agreement and the implementation of the agreement.
Right.
By the negotiators, means Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey.
Right.
Hamas is not reliable at all. But these countries are, to a degree, reliable. Means, if the agreement will say that the Hamas will not be anymore the master of Gaza,
right,
means will not rule Gaza,
right,
somebody will have to make sure that this is what will happen. And we need to find an alternative government, an alternative system, which will run the strip instead of Hamas.
Right.
Okay, so this all, the Satan at the end of the day lies in the details, and these are the details.
What do we expect in terms of the Israel healing process? How long does it take for the IDF to return people that are doing miluim, that have been called up, to return people to normal? And what does normal look like?
Normal look like that people go back to their homes and to their professions, to the factory, to the company, to whatever they do, to the school, to the universities, and it can happen within a day.
Right.
Once they are released, they take the car, they go home, and they take off the uniform. Some of them will keep the weapons at home,
right,
because these are the orders. Some of them will turn the weapons. Within one day, the Miluim, the reserve army, is right, back to normal, no doubt.
It's really incredible. And in terms of Netanyahu, what happens to him?
Politically, I think the situation is stable. There is no real threat on the coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And if he succeeds really to bring the hostages home, most of the other points regarding Gaza will be in behind the back door. Nobody really will, at least for a while, will care about what happens in Gaza. Of course, the intelligence will have to open its eyes and ears and all the other sensors in order to make sure that Hamas does not get back to power and does not get to the weapons anymore, as the agreement will say. Okay, now the question is, what will Israel do if we do detect attempt of Hamas to regain its power, its weapons, its I don't know what else. Mm. But definitely Israel cannot be any more tolerant to this development as it was until the war.
Absolutely right, Dr. Mordechai Kedar. That's where we leave it. Thank you, as always.